Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. I want to thank those that covered for me while I was gone. Hope everything went well. This net is held at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on, let's see, looks like September 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Skyler Street, Blueville. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still isn't done so after a couple of minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
WV2RUQ.
KDT AIT EchoLink repeater. Good evening, Bob. In the group, KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. And Kevin James is out there also. And we give it back to you. Over.
Roger, Bill. We'll stand by for Kevin.
All right, yeah, Bob, this is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, and I guess I'm going to be the caboose tonight on the EchoLink aspect.
Okay, very good. We've got KD2FPM, KA3TFP, WB2RUQ. I believe that was you, John. So we'll turn it over to you, and you can start us off.
Yeah, it's WB2RUQ here in the warm Hudson Valley tonight. I think we're about 80 degrees. Nothing to report. Nice day today. I doing some work downstairs and just came up and caught this. So just thought I'd check in and hear from the valley named after the late Henry Hudson. So WB2RUQ.
Okay, John, always glad to have you with us, and hope things are going okay, and seems like you got a warm day or a warm evening, so I don't think it's quite that warm here, but certainly humid enough. All right, we'll see what Bill's got for us down in Pennsylvania, KA3TFP. Bill, how are you doing?
KD2AIT in the group, KA3TF in the B. Fine and dandy. A lot of hot air here. It's hot. Went up to 90. And as the other EchoLink station was transmitting, I was trying to go out and get some information on humidity factor. It was 80% now. And I can't tell you what the dew point was right at the current time, but it had gone up to around 70 degrees. And muggy in the buggy, that's all I can tell you. It's raining up to our north here. It might rain for quite a while, mostly all night long. We could use it, but I don't like the flood. Hey, I'm not going to hold it any longer. Good to hear you again, Bob, and the group, KA3TFB, back to net control, and we'll be listening. Over.
Okay. Okay, very good, Bill. So I'm glad you're able to check in with us as usual, and sounds like you had quite a warm, sticky day today. It was that way here. We had rain on and off during the day, and this evening it came down, early evening it came down pretty good for a while. So I think it's still light rain out there at times, and I'm hoping we don't get one of those downpours, torrential downpours. We need it to soak into the ground, not run off. So we've had a few of those, but we certainly needed the rain. Things were quite dry here. So. Okay, Bill, you take care, 7-3. And we'll see what Kevin's got for us, KD2FPM. Kevin, what's new down your way?
Okay, now that we got the advertisement out of the way, this is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Kevin James, tip my hat to Bob, John, and Bill, and everyone listening. We have 71 degrees out here, had a line of storms that moved through, very little lightning, mostly was just heavy, heavy rain. Picked up a half inch of rain in probably just about a half hour here in the central southern tier. And, boy, the humidity is really sticking with us. I was hoping it was going to drop once that front moved through, but looks like it's going to hang out with us. Now, the weather forecast is looking like we're going to see a couple of steps down. This weekend will be the first step down where we'll see some nice temperatures into Saturday, but then a front will come through and drop us back a little bit here up in the upstate area. And then the second step will be midweek next week, and we may see some more normal fall-like temperatures. So hang tight and enjoy the ride as long as we can. So with that, I'll say 7-3. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Yeah, I'll tell you what, saw that myself. It seems like we're going to take a turn for the cooler, and I hope it don't drop too much. I'm liking it pretty much summer weather, at least through September, if we can squeeze it out, but you never know. All right. I had something else I was going to say and I lost it. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2U.
To you, John. I hope they haven't drained the lake too much down by you. I know normally in this time of the year it gets pretty low, so what's new down your way?
Okay, good evening. Bob, WATU here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir where it's 71 degrees. I get a kick out of Kevin James' weather report. It's amazing. You don't have to go very far before it changes a lot. I know he lives in Clay, where he should have the weather report for the north side of the thruway versus the south side of the thruway. So, but we're, and then certainly then the elevation changes a lot too. So, we had a good day. I got tired of hearing the weather radio go off. It goes off, we've got about three or four of them. The radio here has weather on it, and the radio in the living room has got weather on it, and it's one of those radios, actually, it's a C-crane. You shut the radio off and it still comes on, although I can disable it, but I hate to do that. And then we've got some other radio. I spent a lot of time resetting that today. But, yesterday had a nice afternoon, left here about, 2:30 in the afternoon, and Kathy and I and Sandy and Mark went out on their pontoon boat. We spent, I guess we got back here around 8:30, 9 o'clock or so. So we spent a lot of time out on the Hinkley Reservoir. There's some, it's still got some water. We had some places, down by where the island is, between the island and trails, and it's still 40 feet of water out there in depth. And there's probably deeper spots down towards the dam, but it kind of goes up and down. It seems to be at a pace. I forgot how many feet it was going down friends are telling us every day they got to kind of watch it. But there were a few boats out there last night. It was nice. We just got out there and killed the engine and just floated around a little bit and ran into some other couples out there. Had a good time. And listened to some music. So, yeah, it's just kind of interesting. 71 degrees here. So, and I agree with you, Bob. Everyone says, well, the summer's over Labor Day, but as long as the temperature's like this, you get to the temperature where you don't need heat and you don't need air conditioning. So that's a good thing. And I guess the flywheels and pulley things coming up this weekend. That's coming. I haven't heard a whole lot of advertisement. I've been to it before, but things seem to be quiet. And then, of course, on in Syracuse on the 17th, 18th Syracuse Gun Show. So a lot of activities, concerts. There's always something to do in Central New York. You don't really have to look too far for it. So, Bob, we'll turn it back over to you and say good evening to everyone, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us here this evening. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. Well, sounds like I had a good evening yesterday, and we did the same thing. We got on the lake and spent some time, just wandered around for a bit, went around the lake a little bit more, went around Buddy Island and back, and got out in the middle of our bay, and I just shut it down, and it was almost dead still, so we just enjoyed that until sunset, and it started getting dark, and brought it back to the boathouse, and put it away for the evening, but we did enjoy it. Okay, this is N5AOW, Net Control, the Black River Valley Service, looking for additional check-ins. Well, we had a great time. Our time off, we visited with friends and relatives, got away for a bit, and just took the time to get away from the everyday humdrum, whatever, and enjoy things a little bit differently. Very little TV and a little bit of radio here and there. Other than that, not a whole lot to talk about that way with communication. So it was nice. We had good weather. Could have been a little bit damper at times, just to take away the dust and the surface dryness, but it's all right. At least we had occasional rain. Sometimes came down a little bit too heavy, but can't control it. They don't leave the controls down here by us, so I don't know. I guess we got to do with whatever they send our way. Okay. This is N5AOW. Looking for check-ins. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2NDU and North of the count.
KC2NBU. Ray, how are you doing? I hope you had a great day today.
Yeah, just got in from Syracuse. Went to the airport, picked up my sister. She's here for the weekend. We still got 73 degrees here up on the hill. And boy, it smells like worms out there. I guess we got good soaking rain that brought the worms up.
I haven't heard that expression in a long time, and I know exactly what you mean. When I was a kid, that's all it seemed like I was doing was out with night walkers and picking them and what have you. One thing I was going to ask you, I don't ever touch base with anybody after the meeting. Did they ever get the guy lines up on the tower changed?
No, it's a work in progress. We've got to line up the equipment, but no, that has not happened yet.
Well, the other thing I had, I looked at my shed, and I had mentioned it at the meeting. I've got a cable pole, and I know you were talking about the line being quarter inch, if I recall correctly. I think it, I know it'll take that one. If it's 5/16, I think it'd be a close fit. But it does an excellent job. I use it for a variety of things, the dog run being one, and a couple other things. And they're certainly welcome to borrow it to snug up the cables once they're in place.
Yep, well, having the right tools makes everything easier. So, yep, I appreciate that.
Okay, Ray, well, you have a fine evening, and if need, you know, the tool is needed or whatever, you know, we can make arrangements to get it to the club and get that part of it done. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAQ with info.
Pick it up, Joe.
Okay, I had to turn the other side of the radio down here. It's distracting. Good to hear Ray joining this evening. Yeah, there's a ham fest. I believe it's this weekend. Boston Spa's coming up. 147.375. 147.375. I can check. Well, I can maybe on Cassie's net tomorrow find out what the PL tone is. But there's still ham fest going on around in the area. So people have rental travel up to that. That's been around for years, I believe. WAT.
Okay, John. Yeah, that's good info. And for those that don't know, John gave the frequency on that as 147.375. And, yeah, another ham fest, I'll tell you what, there. I haven't made any in a long time, and I certainly would like to get out to one when I could, but be one certainly to see what's out there and have a good time with it. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency as a repeater and regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, John, Kevin, Bill down Pennsylvania, and John, WB2RUQ, for checking in this evening. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. And 5AOW clear.
AK2Z for OCTEM, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for any stations that might be likely to check into the net tonight.
N5AOW traffic. I think I doubled with someone. N5AOW, no traffic.
Copied N5AOW, no traffic. The other station, come again, please.
KC2NVU, good evening.
KC2NVU, thanks for the check-in. Have a great night. Anybody else for OCTEM tonight? Any other stations for Oct 10? This will be the final call, 8K2Z. Okay, nothing further heard. Thanks, everybody, for checking in tonight. And keep your eye to the sky. Watch out for the storms. Have a great one. Appreciate the use of the repeater. This is AK2Z back tonight on the 145.17. 7-3.